Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. I want to know more about the bedside clock. I'm sure you've got some information for us.
Yeah, look, the bedside clock, you know, there's been a bit overlooked over the last decade, I reckon. You know, we used to rely on it to wake us up in the morning and know what time it was. But since the smartphone, we kind of keep those by our bedside. And my concern is the smartphone is a little bit of a temptress late at night. Mm-hmm. And you look at it to see the time, but you end up seeing an SMS or an email and you want to look in there and you end up actually losing sleep. So I encourage people not to have a phone in their bedroom if possible, but a device that I do like is the Smart Clock. Now, this one is from Lenovo, available at major retailers, $100, and it's a clock, digital clock, so it's a small 4-inch screen, but it's also a smart speaker, so it's a Google speaker. So, yeah, you can roll over and see the time. You can also ask Google the time. You can ask Google to set your alarms. Very, very cool product for just $100. And I think that's the kind of thing that we need.
Well, I'm going to put my hand up and say I do lose quite a bit of sleep because of that reason. You roll over, you just check the time, and then I'm spending the next 45 minutes to an hour at midnight, 1 o'clock, listening to, you know, a YouTube video or something like that. So I guess maybe I should invest in something like this and I might get a decent night's sleep.
That's what you need. Got to put that phone away.
Yeah, I'll try it. I'll do my best. I've just gone out and got myself a TV, Trevor. Maybe I should have waited for the latest one from Samsung.
Depends on how deep those pockets are, my friend. I've been testing the latest Samsung Neo QLED. Now, the one I've got is the 8K version. It's 75 inches, so it's about $9,000. But there are Neo QLED TVs at about $2,000. And the big thing here is, look, TVs don't change much year on year. If you have the last year's model and this year's model side by side, you don't see much of a difference. But I was blown away by how different this year's TV is. The backlighting technology here, which is the real technological leap, is called Mini LED. And it really does create a better picture quality. It really does improve the contrast, the colours, the rich blacks of the screen. And so in just 1 year, we've come a very long way. And while it's expensive now, I suspect Mini LED will much be seen as the technology to watch over the next few years as it gets more affordable and in more people's range over the coming years. Mini LED is what you need to look out for.
Now, Trevor, you mentioned there, what was it, $9,000?
Yeah, just shy of 10 grand, you know, if you're just throwing cash around.
Well, maybe take two of those O's off the end, and that's my price range.
Exactly, and that's the problem most people have, and I totally understand that, which is why I'm just flagging the technology to watch. But if you see it come in at your price, well worth a hit.
And I'll tell you what, TVs are getting better and better, and I mean that in all sincerity, is the fact that, you know, we had at one stage the little ones that we could put in the caravan, now they're just getting, and the picture quality is just amazing. I mean, I watched a friend of mine, he's got the Foxtel with the 4K. And we were watching the Formula One the other night, and it was just amazing, the picture quality. So I can only imagine what something like this would be like.
Shame about the quality of the Formula One this week, but that's another story, mate. But yes, the picture quality today is unbelievable compared to what we've seen in just recent years.
You could definitely see the raindrops in crystal clear with the one we were watching for sure. What a joke that was, but that's another story for another day. Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com, joining us this afternoon to talk all things technology. Now, Apple settles a US class action, Trevor, from developers and make changes on how they advise in-app purchases.
Yeah, this is interesting. I don't really think it's going to have a huge impact on individuals, but if you are trying to support developers and you buy a lot of things in-app, then you might start to see new notifications appear as to how you're able to make those purchases. Right now, if you spend $100 in an app, $30 goes to Apple, and that's the complaint that a lot of developers have. The big developer Fortnite is still in a court battle with Apple, but a whole bunch of little developers got together and said, we've got the same problem, and Apple agreed they would make some changes. And essentially what you're going to see is apps will tell you that there are other ways you can buy the thing that you want, and then maybe you'll go to a website, get your login and buy what you want, and then come back to the app, and that purchase will be on your account, if you like. It won't be a huge change, but it could be a small saving, because I think the prices outside of the iPhone will be cheaper because they won't be paying Apple their commission. So it's going to be an interesting little wild ride for developers over the next 12 months, I think.
Watch this space with interest. You can read more, of course, at EFTM.com. Trevor Long is the editor. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Trevor Long, there joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria.